Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. On this thankful Thursday, as we are continuing thanking God in prayer for all the books of the Bible, we've come to the book of Jeremiah, which my math has been incorrect somewhere along the way. Jeremiah, I believe this is right. Jeremiah is the 24th book of the Bible, and maybe you can go back and let me know where I messed up on that, but I'm not the greatest at math. But Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah is the second in the books of the major prophets, or the comprehensive prophets, as I like to call them. And it is the 24th book of the Bible and in the Old Testament. It is a book of judgment and about God's sovereignty. The time frame is Jeremiah prophesies under the kings of Josiah, Jehoiakim, and Zedekiah until and just after the destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC. And it details about Judah, the last remaining tribes of Israel, and their delivering to Babylon as judgment from God. But there's always a sign of hope in judgment with God. And in Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34, it talks about the new covenant that God would give to his people that we are under today as Christians. It prophesied of this, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. I will put my law in their minds, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they all shall know me. From the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." What a great covenant we're under, and what a great hope that was to God's people facing judgment during their days. So would you pray with me at this time, and thanks to God for the book of Jeremiah. Father in heaven, we thank you for your inspired word, the Bible. We thank you for its perfection and its guidance for us in our lives. We pray that we would not forget that it is perfect and it is infallible and it is your word and we should follow it. Father, we thank you for the book of Jeremiah within it. How it reveals to us that you will give justice to your people for their works, and that you have a limit to your patience, and it's much greater than our own limit. And so you are still so much more patient than we are, but yet you still have a limit. And even in times of wrath, in times of judgment, you still have mercy. You're always sending prophets saying to repent, like Jeremiah. And you're always promising about the Messiah to come from the lineage of Judah. And that now today we look back on the fact that he was the Messiah to come. And we thank you for the book of Jeremiah and the stories of the real people found within it, of Jeremiah, your prophet, sent to warn about the judgment to come and tell the people to make their lives right. Father, we thank you for the stories of King Josiah and the other good kings and their faith in God, their belief in the power of prayer, even in their youth and in their old age. We thank you for the stories of Babylon and your enemies, and of Judah, how your own people had become wicked. And we pray that we cannot be like Babylon and not be like Judah, who had become so wicked and against your people. Father, we thank you for the book of Jeremiah, and it's establishing that you know all the works of your people, and we must be aware of that, and that we as your people need to be the upholders of the truth and of your words, no matter how small we might feel our impact is, and no matter how inevitable the judgment is. We know that you are the Almighty God, and your judgment is righteous. We're thankful for that. Father, we thank you for the promises and echoes in the book of Jeremiah as a echo of Christ in his prophecy, his wisdom, and his love for the people of Israel and for Jerusalem. We thank you for chapter 31 and its promise of the new covenant and in its power, its glory, its mercy for us. And it's the power that you've given in that kingdom today. We thank you for the book of Jeremiah and all that is said within it. We pray that we would thank you more in prayer. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time. My soul.